Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, it's Trader Cobb here. Hope you're all well. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Trader Cobb CWB, and join up to TraderCobb.com for your crypto trading technical analysis needs. So I want to take you through a bit of an understanding of a breakout. Now, I know most of you will be aware of resistance breakouts, that sort of thing. And I know that a lot of people trade sloping breakouts. I don't at all. I just don't use them in any way, shape or form in my trading. And it was one of the keys to becoming a very successful trader long term, was to get rid of any subjectivity. Now, I'm not going to go on about how much I dislike sloping trend lines because you've all heard it from me before. The purpose of this video is to understand once again the logic behind why price breaks out. It's really important. So right now in front of you, you're seeing what many of you would call an ascending triangle. And that's fine because it is. This is the definition of an ascending triangle. But what I'm teaching is not what you're used to. I'm not teaching an ascending triangle. I'm teaching you the underlying logic behind what this type of pattern is telling you. And as you all will know by now, if you've been watching any of my content, I am not really big on names. Yes, I name my strategies. The only reason I name my strategies is for a reference point. So for me, price action is really important. It is the golden rule for success as a technical trader, and that's what I focus on. So I'm going to teach you now the understanding of why a breakout does what it does, so you can learn a little bit more of that language before you come on and join my courses. So resistance. In this case, we see resistance at $925. Why 925? Why not? I need a number for this example, so 925 it is. That's the only reason. What we see is it finding a ceiling, okay? We see it finding a ceiling, and we see we've got a test of resistance here, a test of resistance here, a second test, and then a third test as price consolidates and gets more into that zone where basically, you know, we've had one here, two here, three here, third test. I need three tests for it to be a breakout resistance. So I won't trade through a break of two tests. Two tests of a specific level will be support or resistance depending on whether it's below the price or above. In this case, it's above. So the resistance is above price. So therefore, it is the ceiling. Much like the ceiling above your head when you're inside of a room. You cannot go through that ceiling unless you hurt yourself and go through the roof. It is resistance. Okay. So resistance, the third test, means it's tradable. We can see the higher lows coming up throughout this sequence here. And what that actually means is we're starting to see momentum coming back to the bulls, back to the buyers. And you'll start to realize everything that I do is around you're either bullish or bearish. You're either buying or you're selling, coming back to simple market realities, which is you can buy and you can sell, and that is all that you can do, all right? You can be passive and do nothing, but where's the fun in that? So back to it. Buy or sell, what's going on? Well, the resistance is clear as day. There are three tests of resistance here. But each time we hit the resistance, look, the sellers came back, but there were less sellers than the first time we hit 924 over here. Then price runs up to the third test, and guess what? There's a higher low. There is even fewer sellers to push price back down. Now, what this is building up towards is an explosive move, a breakout, which we're hoping as it punches through that resistance level, the price runs off and gives us an explosive move. And realistically, guys, that is the logic behind a breakout, and the understanding as to why these things actually tend to work is just on this video. So guys, I do lots of free content, as you know. Please, if you like what I'm doing, if you want me to continue to put more content out, please just give me a share out on your Facebook, on your Twitter, on any of your socials. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and don't forget to go to TraderCobb.com, join up for the free weekly information, and I will see you when I see you. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.